Now, James, a fellow mathematician has been in touch with this one for you.
Hello, naked scientists. My name is Bobby Seagull, and I was captain of Emmanuel College, Cambridge, on last season's University Challenge. The question I have for you is, why is 42 the answer to the universe?
Well, it's good to know that he's asking us a question for a change rather than having to be asked a question. So what do you actually think, James? 42, why is that a magic number?
42 is a significant number because it was used by Douglas Adams as the answer to life, the universe and everything in Hitchhiker's Guide. Now, I can give you Douglas Adams' answer first, which is it was a joke. And he had to pick a number and it had to be small to be funny. It had to be small. It had to be not significant. So you can't have a round number. That's not funny. And 40, he thought, 42 will do. And I think it's the sound as well. It has lots of oo sounds, 42 in English. So it's a funny number. It's been used before as a funny number. Monty Python have used it. Lewis Carroll also used it in the same sort of way. I know someone who used to go through the phone book and find ways of making the phone numbers into 42.
Was he also a mathematician?
He
or she, were they a mathematician?
I don't think they were. I know. I think if you do something like that, the number 42 should really appear one out of 100 times. So each, all things being equal, each two-digit number should be appearing one in 100 times. There are interesting things about 42. If you fold a piece of paper 42 times, it will reach from here to the moon.
I didn't think you could fold a piece of paper.
No, I don't think so. If you double it, let's imagine doubling a piece of paper, the width would reach from here to the moon. There's someone who suggested that an efficient way of travelling around the world would be to take your two points on the globe, to drill a hole from one point to the other, have a nice frictionless tube going through the Earth, and it would take 42 minutes just by force of gravity alone, just to drift from one point, and it will always take 42 minutes no matter where you're travelling to.
The only problem with that is, of course, that the pressure that the air would be under in that tube, because obviously as you descend further towards the centre of mass of the Earth, gravity means that you're making the gas more and more dense. The density of the gas in the middle of that tube, I think I'm right, aren't I, Jess? It would be something like running into a brick wall. So yeah, it would probably take you a lot longer than your 42 minutes. Yeah, Beverly?
There's another answer. I've seen various calculations on how many kingdoms of life there are. It's very hard to decide how many kingdoms. Everyone's taught five at school, plants, animals, fungi and so on. But most of the kingdoms of life out there are microbial and they all look the same to us. They differ in their chemistry. And some of the analyses of how many kingdoms there are in biology come up with 42 as an answer.
I am not surprised. I think it's an example of a kind of confirmation bias. If you go looking for it, you will find it.
So we blame Monty Python and Douglas Adams, but beyond that, it's just because it sounds nice to say.
I would think so.
Do Chinese people who speak quite differently, do they like the number as well, or do they have their own magic nice-to-say number?
So I know that the science communicator Alex Belos has looked at the world's favourite numbers, and there are cultural variations around the world. In the Western world, you've asked for a favourite number, you'll get the number 7. But in China, you'll get the number 4, I believe.
Is it about the number of syllables in the number? I know that I've heard that Chinese people are much more mathematically minded because there are far fewer syllables in their numbers, especially. So going from 1 to 10, they can learn those much, much quicker than we can.
I can't speak to that. I know they have different systems of learning things, though.
Thank you very much.